Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Now we're going to stay with some of the issues affecting rural Ireland and look at another angle, and that's the concern that has been expressed by the GAA on the viability of the games and their clubs in the areas that continue to suffer depopulation. I've been speaking to Benny Hurl, he's chair of the GAA's National Committee on Demographics.
The GAA have known about demographics and the problems with demographics for 60 or 70 years now. And so far, we really haven't done an awful lot about it. There are huge issues there. There's a huge disparity between the urban clubs and the small rural clubs. The issues of rural depopulation have created huge issues for the GAA in our towns and our cities. The GAA has been strongest in rural Ireland. That's where the vast majority of our clubs and our members come from. It's where our participation rates are highest. You know, two-thirds of the people on the island now live in a narrow stretch of land from basically Larne to Wexford, that eastern seaboard. Two-thirds of our population served by only 424 clubs. So, look, Colm, the trend of urbanisation is not going to change until we decide to change it. And the worry for me and the worry for everybody in the GAA is that you've got two out of three people now living in urban Ireland. When that goes to three out of four, when that goes to four out of five, nine out of ten, we're going to end up like parts of Spain and Italy, where large swathes of the country are completely depopulated. And that's what we want to avoid and need to avoid at all costs.
Well, I suppose in some ways GAA clubs are the canary in the coal mine on this, as people, you know, there's a natural demographic drop in the country where I think the birth rate has dropped by 25% between 2010 and 2023. But the effects of that are being seen on the ground as teams struggle maybe to field underage teams. Clubs more and more are needing to amalgamate and come up with hybrid clubs to compete in competitions. And what's the GAA in a position to do about that, apart from allowing amalgamations? Is there a lobbying power it can use in order to look at the issue of rural depopulation, and how is it using it, if so?
There would be a sense, Colm, that not enough has been done around demographics by the GAA ourselves. As you say, live births are down by 25%, down from 100,000 to 75,000. The population is getting older. And there's a sense, especially in the more rural counties, that not only are there clubs under pressure, but there are pressures at county level as well. And there is a sense that the governments could have helped more. And I think there's an acknowledgement that we need governments and local councils to do more to help with urbanisation and, of course, rural depopulation. And by the way, governments do have very, very good rural development policies. And if you read them, and I'm sure you have, you would swear that all was fine and dandy and we were all going to live happily ever after. A lot of commitments have been made. There's a feeling out there, Colm, that in particular by rural clubs, that governments have left rural Ireland behind. Whilst all the jobs and all the houses, all the infrastructure has been concentrated on the big towns and the cities, which have brought an economic boom to urban Ireland, whilst leaving rural Ireland in the doldrums. So, look, to keep rural Ireland alive, we're going to need the government to allow us to build in settlements, to build clusters in our villages. We need houses for our young people to live in, to keep the schools open, the shops open, and to sustain the local GAA club. And I do believe that the politicians realise that rural Ireland is in real trouble, but that they feel that they really cannot reverse the depopulation that has occurred. At this point in time, Colm, all we're looking for is to keep the people that we have in the rural areas and to stop further drift to the towns. And if that stops, we then can look at getting more people back to our rural clubs.
Benny Hurl there, chair of the GAA's National Demographics Committee, speaking to me earlier there. There's another issue for villages that are seeing a decline in the population and an inability to attract people back, Rose Conway-Walsh, highlighted by Benny Hurl there. What's your prescription for it?
Well, exactly. And like the teams in Australia and in London are really benefiting from the people of Ireland. We have to bring young people back, and we have to enable young families to settle in rural areas. people want to do that. And how the government have to change is they have to stop being population driven in terms of investment. I have said this for years. In their cost benefit analysis for whatever project is being done, they give population too much of a weighting. Look, if Monsignor James Horne had listened to government at the time, Ireland West Airport would never have been built. So there has to be a change of thinking. There's too many decisions being made by people who haven't set foot and don't understand rural Ireland. When you talk about housing as well being remote, we are talking about what were once vibrant communities and villages. So we need to put the infrastructure in. We know that we're in the bottom 7% of EU infrastructure in that index for the whole of Europe. So the figures are there, they speak for themselves. We have the most, as I said, people who have returned, global expertise, innovative projects. We need the Western Rail Corridor. We need the Strategic Development Zone at Knock Airport. Okay. We need housing. We also need to enable local builders to be able to build homes. Right at this moment, I have a local builder who wants to build 40 homes in an area that desperately needs homes. And the council and the government are just dragging their feet. Maybe okay. we'll make a decision by Christmas. This is not good enough.
Okay, Conor Sheehan. Your response to what Benny Hurl had to say about the issues affecting the GAA?
Well, I suppose the first thing I would say is that none of it surprises me, because I've seen it even in my own community, where you see, for example, super clubs almost growing in some communities, huge GAA clubs in more urban areas. And then in rural areas, there's a huge issue there where clubs are really struggling to even field a team. And I think at the core of this, this goes back again to housing and the issue of the housing crisis. And I really think, and to repeat and to labour a point that I made earlier on in terms of cluster housing, because if you look at, say, rural areas where you've had depopulation, and if you incentivise, for example, allow a cluster of between 15 and 20 houses to be built in an area adjacent to a GAA club, for example, you then will literally create the children in order to populate that GAA club, to populate the school, and hopefully in terms of, you know, remote working, and also the need to further support our own Indigenous SME sector to be able to live and stay in their own communities.
Okay. Robert Troy, do you take any of that on board?
Yeah, look, the first thing I'd say is Rose mentions Knock Airport. Well, it's government policy that has supported Knock Airport last year. Knock Airport has the busiest year on record, and we support the regional airport. People will go to where the services are, and that's why government has been so focused on delivering services in our rural communities. Through the Department of Rural and Community Affairs, we have supported new community hubs, community centres, sporting facilities. The last two sport allocations was the highest on record, and we've seen concrete funding going in to help sporting clubs put in place the infrastructure and the services and the facilities.
There's a lot of fine clubhouses with few people.
Mm. Yeah, well, one thing we have to acknowledge is that we have much smaller families now than we ever had before. I went to a one-teacher school. My mother was the teacher. And I was in a class of four. I was from a family of 12. The smallest family size was four. The other two family sizes were 7 and 6. We don't see that anymore.
Right. I don't know whether to commiserate with you or not for all that individual attention. But just to say,
we've supported schools in our rural communities. We now have minimum two teacher schools. We support at teaching principals have one day a week administrative work to support.
I'm afraid we are at a time. I'm sorry to cut you short on that.